only been about 25 hours or so since Woodward and Bernstein confirmed that Mark Felt was and is Deep Throat, a secret that had been kept for more than three decades, but a secret that had been suspected by many people, including Tim Noah, who writes the Chatterbox column for Slate.com and joins me now here on KMOX. Hi, Tim.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm doing just fine. You actually interviewed Mark Felt 6 years ago, didn't you?
I did, yes. And I asked him, was he Deep Throat? And he said he was not. I asked him whether Deep Throat was somebody in the FBI. He said no, he really didn't believe that it was anybody at the FBI. And I finally said to him in some exasperation, because I had a strong feeling that he was Deep Throat, I said, you know, if you were Deep Throat, what would be so terrible about that? And he said, oh, it really would be terrible. He feels as though Deep Throat, if it were he, then that would be a terrible betrayal of the FBI.
That it would have undermined the reputation of the FBI, and it would have made him disloyal, and certainly he would never have done that. And now, of course, we find out he lied to you.
Yes, he did. Well, quite a lot of people. He lied to quite a lot of people.
Yeah. You're not the only one to ask him that, but you write about it on Slate.com today. And I also noticed that the Nixon crew, you know, Liddy and Buchanan and Carlson, they've all been on the attack since last night on every available cable channel. You know, the worst place to be is between Pat Buchanan and a cable TV camera. It's very, very dangerous because you're going to get run over either way. But these guys are all on the attack, calling him disloyal, you know, treasonous, that, you know, traitor, all that sort of stuff. What's your reaction to that?
I'm just amazed that all these former Nixon people are they seem to be almost unanimous in their condemnation of Felt. You know, even mild-mannered David Gergen was, he and I were on CNN, and he was saying that he really felt that it was improper to take this story to the newspapers. But, I mean, from my point of view, this was a Justice Department and an FBI that were broken. I mean, there was no chance that he was going to get this moving by working within the system.
Yeah, he couldn't go to L. Patrick Gray, who was then his superior, right?
Gray was shoveling everything they found out right over to the White House counsel's office, where John Dean was participating in the cover-up.
Yeah.
So it was really not not really an ideal situation. And, you know, the Attorney General was John Mitchell, for Pete's sake.
Wasn't going to go anywhere there either.
No. I mean, Mitchell had been chairman of the committee to reelect.
Now, what about this notion, and I advanced it myself yesterday afternoon, that once I found out it was Felt, I knew he'd been the number two guy and wanted the job when Hoover died. He wanted to be director of the FBI, and that maybe sour grapes played a role in his leaking this information. Do you think if he had gotten the number one job, he still would be Deep Throat?
I think there's a good chance that he would have, actually. I think the sour grapes angle, I mean, it's worth considering, but I don't think it's nearly as plausible or likely as the angle that simply that Felt cared a lot about the FBI, was a true believer in the way J. Edgar Hoover had run the FBI, felt it should be independent, even though the FBI had been something of a rogue elephant for several decades,
mm-hmm.
And didn't want to be controlled by the White House, and with some good reason, retrospectively. I mean, the White House did end up using the FBI pretty blatantly for political purposes. So it was a bureaucratic fight that he was waging. Now, he was trying to get the White House to lay off the FBI, and one way to do that was to make sure that the reporters who were working on the story knew the extent of the crimes. There might have also been a moral component. I think there probably was a moral component to it. I think he was also disgusted with the way Nixon and his minions behaved. But Mark Felt was no Boy Scout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was involved in a break-in of his own, wasn't he?
He was. He was prosecuted for it and ultimately pardoned by Ronald Reagan. But there is some irony in the fact that you had Deep Throat, who had participated in some black bag operations, blowing the whistle on the Nixon White House, which had presided over breaking and entering into the DNC.
You think Liddy would look at him as, hey, mi compadre, instead of you scum who turned us all. Okay.
Right.
Why now? Why are we hearing this story now? Why didn't we hear about it after the death of Mark Felt?
Well, his grown children, I shouldn't call them kids, wanted this story to come to light. And partly they have a profit motive. They want to try and realize some, you know, take financial advantage of that. And I don't really fault them for that. I mean, they are, look at it from their point of view, Bob Woodward's going to make a sort of a fortune all over again from a book he's writing on Deep Throat.
Mm-hmm.
And also partly, and I think this is a very significant component, because they want their father to claim what they see as a very positive legacy. Their father has long believed that it was a negative legacy, that it was something to be ashamed of. Although, according to some more recent quotes I've seen, he may be coming around to a more favorable view. I suspect his feelings about it are extremely complex.
Yep.
You know, one thing I think we've learned here is that, you know, this is not a story of black hats and white hats. Everybody is a little gray.
Yep, absolutely. A lot of them, particularly a guy named Gray, who was right in the midst of it there at the FBI. Now, I got to ask you about another kid. You mentioned Felt's children. I've got to ask you about a teenager by the name of Chase Kuhlman Beckman. Does that name ring a bell?
Yes, indeed. I think one of the things that that kicked me off on this story when I started writing about it was a report in the Hartford Courant that Beckman was going around saying that Carl Bernstein's son, who is now fully grown and I believe a reporter, had told him that Mark Felt was Deep Throat when they were at summer camp together.
They were like 8 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so this was so the question was did the son really know? And Bernstein and his ex-wife Nora Ephron both immediately said no, he didn't know. Bernstein knows, but his ex-wife doesn't know, his son doesn't know. The son was going on a what turns out retrospectively to have been a very shrewd guess by Nora Ephron.
Yep.
And Nora Ephron has, in fact, written a very funny article about this.
Yep, I've got a link to it on harrisonline.com. She says, in fact, that Carl was far too intelligent to tell me a secret like that, and he didn't tell our kids either. So I told them, and I told others, and I told everybody, including total strangers, indiscretion is not my middle name for nothing. So I like that part of the story. But this kid wrote a high school term paper that actually got the name Mark Felt correct and got a B for it. He got a B, and now I think in retrospect they have to go back and give him an A-plus for that.
Right. Well, he did have some zany theories about coded messages that I never really bought into.
Oh, really? I didn't read that part of it. Okay, one last question for you, Tim. Was what Mark Felt did in becoming Deep Throat and leaking this stuff out illegal?
At the time, yes. It would have, in all likelihood, been illegal.
So that's one of the reasons he kept it a secret. He couldn't just, you know, somebody suggested today earlier on my show, he should have quit the FBI and gone public. But he couldn't, could he?
He couldn't. And, you know, one of the interesting things I've discovered in reporting this in the last couple of days is that the FBI at that time had pretty much no whistleblower protection. There were laws protecting whistleblowers in the federal government, but the FBI was exempted. The FBI really didn't start getting that sort of whistleblower protection until the late 1990s. One thing, though, that Felt seems to have lost sight of is that there's a statute of limitations, and even if he had been prosecutable for being Deep Throat, that would have expired by the late 1970s. So for a good 25 years,
mm-hmm.
he's been free and clear to identify himself as Deep Throat.
Do you consider yourself one of those who got it right, or maybe it was one of your multiple guesses?
Well, I have to confess that while I most of the time in writing about this, I pushed the Felt theory. In the last couple of years, I got intrigued by the possibility that it might be Fred Fielding.
Mm-hmm.
So I cannot say that I stuck 100% steadfastly to Mark Felt. But Felt was the one, was the person I did keep coming back to because the case just seemed to be pretty strong.
Well, you've done good work on this in the last 6 years, and you continue to on Slate.com. Thanks for your time today, Tim.
Thanks so much.
Tim Noah from Slate here on the Paul Harris Show. It's News Talk 1120 KMOX.